1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. William Renick, who is the pastor of Joyful Union Congregation, is joining us to talk about biblical tithing as we once again explore the mysteries of the Bible here on the Phil Henry Show. And this is a Bible Wednesday. And Pastor Renick, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you.
All right, Pastor Renick, tithing. The Bible tells us to tithe, does it not?
The Bible tells us in Genesis that we must tithe. And I'll give you the exact quote. This is in Genesis 28, verse 22. This memorial pillar will become a place for worshiping God. And I will give God one-tenth of everything he give me. Now, that is one-tenth of everything you make. And the problem we have had at Joyful Union, and we have had to re-educate our people, is that one-tenth of your gross is not one-tenth of your net. We realize that many in our congregation have been tithing 10% of their net.
Oh, okay, so you had a problem that your congregation, the people were giving you stuff, they were giving you money that was one-tenth of the net?
One-tenth of the net out of their check, as opposed to one-tenth of the net out of their one-tenth of the gross. And you won't get to heaven if you give 10% of the net. You will get to heaven if you give 10% of the gross. Net is a recent creation. Gross is biblical. And in order to ensure that we are getting the gross, what we decided to do, Phil, was we would check people's pay stubs on Sunday morning and make sure that that was what we were getting. We can see what to expect then if we see a pay stub.
All right. So at Joyful Union, what you're doing now, and a lot of these churches who want you to tithe 10%, and if you guys don't know what tithing is, it means donating 10% of your income to your church. According to Pastor Renick, that's in the Bible. You're checking pay stubs.
We are checking pay stubs. Yes, we are. And you can go to another church, but you can never going to wind up going to heaven. What we've also suggested people do is some kind of direct deposit where every 2 weeks the money automatically comes out of your account directly into the church account. And that's one way of doing it. You can have a direct deposit every month, but you have got to make sure that it's one-tenth of your gross, not one-tenth of your net, because you are not, it's not me that didn't get it, it's God's not getting that. And that was upsetting to us.
All right, I know that it was upsetting to you insofar as the Bible specifies one-tenth of one's earnings, but isn't that kind of a voluntary thing?
What is voluntary about the Bible?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, the fact that you're checking pay stubs, if you're looking at people's pay stubs...
What we did, Phil, is we decided that we could, it would be a lot more expedient, and it would save time if we looked at pay stubs at the door, and that way we know whether or not we can admit somebody to the church.
And would you keep somebody out?
We would keep them out if they did not have a pay stub, yes.
You keep them out of church if they don't have a pay stub. Do you keep them out of the church if you look at their pay stub, and let's say a guy makes, $1,000 a week.
All right, that is $100 a week.
So if a guy's making a grand a week, you're taking $100 of that money a week.
$100 a week. We're taking $52,000 a year. We get $5,200. A man make $100,000 a year. We get $10,000. But a man make $1 million a year. We get $100,000. Everything is 10% of the gross. So that after taxes, if you make $100,000 a year...
All right, let's say you're making $100,000 a year and you're taking home $60,000.
Then we get 10% off the gross.
Okay, so a guy takes home 60 G's. Of that 60, he's got to give you 10. He's making 50.
But that is money that is fixed. It goes to God's house, and it's also money that is biblically mandated. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Biblically mandated. You give me 10% of the gross, not the net. Hell, I told the church 10% of the net, go down on it. Well, you got 15%, your outlay on overhead alone. I mean, that hurts. That burns coming out. That's going to bring you to your knees. Now, I got it. I'm taking my church. We've got the daycare center. I got senior services. In order to assist the congregation in giving, we have installed ATMs in the chapel in case a church member forgets to bring cash. But I will tell you this, and you better believe it, you are not going to stick it to me. Come into my church, you make 10% of the gross, or you don't show up at all.
Why are you angry?
Huh?
Why are you so angry?
Because I have seen in recent years a lot of black churches burn to the ground in the South, a lot of other black churches going bankrupt.
Well, you're acting like this is a civil rights crusade. You know, like those churches that were burned in the South might have been burned by people who had some sort of racist intent. This is a monetary thing. And
I think that black churches are under assault. That's what I tell every brother and sister comes in here. You bring me 10% of the gross. And they're sticking it to me. They're sticking it to God.
All right, Pastor.
You don't stick it to God. You want to stick it to me, that's fine. I'll bend over and I'll smile, too. But you try to stick it to God Almighty.
Right. You're making a mistake.
You're making a mistake. That's right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation is with us.
You know, Phil, I don't mean to be upset about all of this, but I get so tired of people going sticking their hand in my pocket. I'm bringing them the Word of God every Sunday, and they walk in and sitting their tired rear ends down after maybe they had themselves two double 40. I don't know what they're doing on a Saturday night. And they come in there, they're taking the Word of God from me for free? Bull crap! And I'll tell you this.
Hold on for a minute, Pastor. You want to get upset about this? Look, you're asking people for their money.
That's why we want that pay stub thing.
So if they don't bring a pay stub to the church,
they're sticking their hand in my pocket and they ain't putting nothing back in. They're pulling out, they ain't putting nothing back in. You know, you put your hand in my pocket, at least rub it around a little bit down there. Make me feel good, something. Good God Almighty. And I told a man...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show number here. Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation talking about how people are not tithing 10% of their gross income. They're tithing 10% of the net. And as a result, you are now checking pay stubs.
Checking pay stubs, that's right.
At the door. Well, isn't 10% of the net enough?
I'm sorry, Phil.
Isn't 10% of the net enough?
10% of the net. Hey, the Bible doesn't say this is the Word of God and you can get close enough. The Bible doesn't say it's a sin if you lay down with another man. But you know what? One night out of 365, that's okay. The Bible doesn't say you may not lay down with a woman who is not your wife. But you know what? A weekend out of town in Cancun, that's okay.
All right.
The Bible doesn't say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but for maybe two weekends out of the year, well, hell, you could be Jewish or Jain or Muslim or something like that.
But, Pastor,
the Bible doesn't say that...
Hold on for a minute, okay? I know. So the Bible says that...
The Bible says 10% of everything the Lord gave you, you give back.
All right. Just hold on, all right?
All right.
1-800-449...
Another thing I want to...
Hold on. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Pastor William Renick is on the line from Joyful Union. Are you at the office there, Pastor Renick?
We're renovating our office, Phil, yeah.
You've been renovating that office for the last year. Every time I'm talking to you, you're moving stuff.
We are. I get 10% of the net. I'll be renovating for the next 10 years. You start giving me 10% of the gross, maybe I can get this damn job done.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. This is Ron on the Phil Henry Show. Ron?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Pastor. Pastor.
Yes.
What I want to know is, do you think that if you don't give that 10%...
Wait, what church you go to?
I'm a Baptist.
All right, you know what Genesis says, don't you?
Yes, sir, I
what's
do.
What's it say?
I know about the 10%, but what I'm
10%
asking
of what?
You is...
10% of
what?
You is 10% of what?
Of what you make.
That's not what the Bible says. But I will give God one-tenth of everything he gave me.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. When's the last time you picked up a Bible?
hey, last night, God helps those that help themselves also, Pastor.
Well, you know, I help
myself. Let me ask you something.
Why don't they tie me? I don't say I'm taking the debt. I'm taking it off the top.
Hey, take it off the top. Take it off the bottom. That's why you're renovating. You know, I'm a businessman, too. I own my own company.
You're a Baptist. As a Baptist man, you know more than anything how important this is. Don't be a cheap ass. Get up, cover up the money, and don't let God come looking for you. You look for God.
Hey, God knows where to find you, Pastor.
God knows where to find you.
In a minute.
I'll tell you right now.
He'll hear you in a minute.
Hey, God, look at me. I'm trying to do God's good work. I want 10%.
I don't believe that.
I want 10%.
I don't believe that.
I tell you what, you come out your well, you don't have to believe me. You want
to
come out my church? You bring out that damn
piece
of
10%.
What? Say what?
I don't believe that you're saying that you're going to go to hell if you don't pay 10% of
you. You're going to rot in hell. You're going to burn.
Lord. Let me ask you something.
You're
going
to burn. You don't come.
Is David in hell right now?
David is not in hell. You know he is beloved of God.
Hey, let me ask you something, Pastor. Didn't he commit the adultery? Didn't he do the worst sin?
David is beloved
sin?
Of the Lord. But you know that God forgave David because he did not work.
Yes, he did.
That's
Pastor,
right.
Let me ask you something, Pastor.
He is beloved of God.
Do you not think that God's going to forgive you now?
I don't think the Lord is going to forgive any man who willingly holds back on him. The Lord said, I want 10%.
I don't believe because that's not a man of God.
Don't be playing it cheap with God.
You, Pastor,
you play the cheap
with
God. Don't
tell people that they're not going to go to heaven if they don't dish out every bit of that money. Because let me tell you what, God tells people where to send their money, and he don't need you to tell them.
God, where's he telling people to send their money?
You understand what I'm saying?
Where's he telling them to send their money?
He thinks that you need to go down the street and spend that $100 on someone that's starving to death. Please don't go down there and throw it in a church that you don't know whose clothes it's buying.
Oh, that's a lot of claptrap. Oh, that's a whole lot of hooey. Well, son, you know that's a whole lot of hooey, and you know it.
Read the Bible tonight, and it'll
tell
you
what
you need to know.
Pull your head out and take a look at the world, son. You know that's a bunch of hooey, and you know it. The good Lord knows that his church, I don't see no P.O. box in the Bible, by the way. What do you mean where I'm going to send it?
All right, look at gentlemen. Very good, but I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick is on the line from Joyful Union Congregation. He is quoting the Bible that you tithe 10% of your gross, not your net. And he says some people have been playing it cheap, tithing 10% of the net. So he's checking pay stubs. You don't produce a pay stub, you don't get into the church. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I got it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
You know what I mean, though, Phil, about the field trip?
Yeah, I do. Let's hold on. We got to get back into the... Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation, who he says people have tithing 10% of the net is against the Bible. You got to tithe, meaning give 10% of your gross. For those of you who don't know what that is in the Bible, there's a biblical demand that you give 10% of your income to your church. And
that's the word of God, though.
That is the word of God, according to you, according to Christians. And you say they've been given 10% of the net. And
well, they're given 10% of the net, take it on the backside. I backload a deal and come up front. Now, I try to get together, as I told you, Phil, I tried to get that field trip together. I'm trying to get some L.A. Kings tickets. And we'll get 35 members of our church to go now to L.A. King night, because they'll do a Joyful Union night. And we'll give that money back to our different church charities.
And what are you doing? You're having L.A. King night?
No, we're doing the L.A. King hockey team.
Right.
They have a Joyful Union Congregation night. We can go down, get a block of seats, you know, and make a little money on the backside there for the daycare center, something for our picnic. We did the same thing with the Mighty Ducks.
It's kind of a...
What?
I don't know.
What, you think black people don't like hockey?
It just seems unusual that a black church in Bellflower is getting...
We love hockey! I love it! There, we're supposed to go out to a Laker game. Is that you telling me?
Well, it just seems a little...
Oh, I see. Let the monkeys go watch them bounce that basketball up and down the court. Bull crap. I love hockey. Marcel Dion, all that.
Well, let's get off of hockey for a minute. And
I want to get off, tell you, the 10% of the gross.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sherry on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Sherry, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of a pastor would stand at the door and exact money from his congregation when the Lord gives us free will. It says in the Bible that we are to give joyfully unto the Lord. And I'll tell you, I would walk through the door of a church where I was mandatorily required. I wouldn't darken your door. And I think
you'll have to answer to
the Lord for that. That is sacrilegious behavior. And
you
what you're using the money for is not for the great commandment. It's for entertainment. I have never heard of such a thing in my whole life.
No, wait. Now, you got a few things wrong.
And you need to listen, too, and quit interrupting people when they call you.
You got things wrong. You are saying things wrong. I tell you, we take that money and get what entertainment? We go out to an L.A. King hockey game. Big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, big deal is right. That has nothing to do with the
great
commandment.
And you know what else is in Genesis? God said, smile when you write that check, too.
I agree that people should tithe of the first fruits, which would be of the gross, but that is the only place you are right. That is to be done joyfully unto the Lord. And if you are checking paychecks
at
an ATM in your church,
right,
what in the world kind of business is that?
I'll tell you what that is.
The church
is
a money-making business.
That is reminding people of what their duty is to
God
Almighty.
You and your church are an embarrassment to the Christian community.
Well, I'll tell you what. You've never even been in my church, all right? You don't even know my church is about.
If you are telling us that this is what you do in your church, you are an embarrassment to the Christian community.
I raise money.
You are not Christians.
I raise money. I don't have to get on TV like that guy got the hooker sucked his...
And to get on the national airways and curse...
What did I say?
As a pastor, I'm not repeating it.
Look, I've got about...
All the gentleman that's got you on his show has to do is replay the last 5 minutes.
You were swearing.
I didn't swear nothing.
Yes, you did.
Oh, that's a load.
Twice.
I'm saying to you right now, and I've said to everybody else, 10% of everything you get. Now, you can sit there and say I'm a bad guy, I'm using bad language. People don't understand. I should say this, I should say that. I'm an embarrassment to this church, that church. I could get backload of L.A. cock. You could get me out there. The Kings are playing the New York Rangers tomorrow night.
Will you get it off the Kings? Here is Houston. Neil, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I have a comment. I think Jesus answered all of this. You're quoting out of Genesis, but Jesus came to clarify.
That's right.
He came to clarify the word of God. Did not Jesus say, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's?
He didn't say that technically, no.
No, he did say that.
What he said was, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and to God the things that are God's, and God wants 10% of everything you got.
You are a false prophet.
I'm a false prophet.
You're a sinner from Satan.
I'm reading the Bible. You go get yourself some adult literacy, and you read the Bible too. Now, it takes a lot of contributions to keep up our yachting and polo ministries.
And did God not say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him
should
not perish but have everlasting life?
What's that got to do with it?
It does not say anything about giving 10% of your gross.
Yes, he did. He said, give to God.
It says, believe in Jesus Christ to be saved.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
It means you are a prophet, a false prophet, my friend.
A false prophet.
You have a money changer in your temple.
I glorify
you.
Really
have a money changer in your temple.
I glorify
you. Did you not say
Jesus.
You have an ATM machine there?
Oh, why? Just because I'm trying to help the brothers and sisters make a change.
Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple.
Why the hell they got? The money changers came out of the temple because none of them had any change.
Wow. You're claiming that Jesus threw the money changers out of the temple because none of them had any change. Is that right, Pastor?
That's right. That's why he threw them out. Walking around, they said, anybody got change of a dollar? All he's got, oh, hell, I ain't got, you got to buy something first. The hell he did, he pitched them out.
Well, you keep mentioning the L.A. Kings, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. That's Pastor William Renick. This is The Phil Henry Show.